Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.
right. Well, yeah, it seems to have gotten the audio worked out. Jose Gums joins us from Monmouth. Hey. We are getting a little echo now. Working through the kinks here.
so bad, we know it's good. Blowing your mind like a new wood. You know we're just strutting for fun, strutting our stuff for everyone. We're not here to start no trouble. We're just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
Rick, this is Isaac Madison from the University of Arkansas. I was just calling. I had an interview scheduled with you.
Hello, Isaac, do we have you?
Yes.
All right.
Hello.
Well, thank you for joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. You know, we are working through the technical difficulties, but let's dive in to some talk and get right to it. You recently had a pre-draft visit with the Dallas Cowboys. Talk a little bit about that experience.
I went really well. You know, I got in and met with all the coaches, the GM, Jerry Jones. You know, that was real. It was a really nice experience. You know, got to go up and, you know, see the facilities, the amenities, everything, you know, they have to offer. And my parents came up and, you know, just saw a little of the facilities. I did a little, you know, a couple drills and stuff like that, too. So it went all well.
And how do you see yourself? You know, obviously that's a team that needs some major secondary help. How do you see yourself fitting in with that organization? Is that a place that you would be willing to play?
I mean, yes, sir. I'm willing to play, you know, anywhere. Any team that wants to give me an opportunity, you know, I'm ready and willing to contribute, you know, any way possible, whether that's, you know, being a starting corner, a starting nickel, or whether, you know, that's being a special teams player, whatever, you know, it takes to contribute to a team success, I'm definitely down for the cause.
And we're talking to Isaac Madison here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. The cornerback from Arkansas, you came in about 5'10", a buck 80 at the pro day. Isaac ran an impressive 4.45 40, 37 and a half inch vertical jump with a 10'1" broad jump. What was some of the feedback that you gathered from your NFL pro day? I know there was a lot of scouts in attendance. What did you take away from there?
They all told me, you know, they all liked my quickness and my speed and my, you know, my explosion. I mean, you know, obviously I still have a couple things to work on, but I got a lot of good positive feedback from a lot of teams that like my quickness and speed.
And, you know, playing in the SEC, you know, you've gone up against some tremendous talent the last few seasons. The likes of Cam Newton, Julio Jones, even an Alshon Jeffrey and Reuben Randall this past season. Just talk a little bit about playing in the SEC and what it's like. And I think, you know, looking back at that, you know, why do you think, you know, having such an impressive resume, why do you think you're not getting the proper respect maybe around the draft circles?
You know, I really can't control to a certain extent, you know, how the draft boards and how all that stuff goes. But, I mean, like you mentioned just a second ago, I definitely have, you know, played against some of the best guys, you know, in the nation and some guys that, you know, dominating the NFL, you know, right now as we speak. So, I mean, I feel like, you know, the better competition you play, you know, the more prepared you are for the next level. And I feel like, you know, the SEC is, I mean, second to none, you know, it's the next best thing for the NFL. And I feel like, you know, you can go out and compete every day, you know, or every weekend, every year with those guys. I mean, it's just an easier transition to the NFL.
And, you know, we mentioned so many first-round wide receivers that you matched up against during your career. Is there any one guy that kind of gave you a tough time, was the toughest to go up against?
I would say the toughest guy I had to guard was maybe Mike Wallace from Ole Miss. It was his senior year, my sophomore year. He had some really good speed. So I feel like that was maybe one of my more tougher matchups over my collegiate career.
Hey, if you can stay stride for stride with Mike Wallace, then you're doing something right. We're talking to Isaac Madison, cornerback from Arkansas, 35 games, 21 starts, 66 tackles, 12 passes defended. Isaac, you know, you have a teammate, Ramon Broadway, that you played with in the secondary, and, you know, he's since went on to the NFL. Have you been in contact with him at all? Has he given you any advice as far as what to expect at the next level?
Oh, yes, sir. I've kept real close contact with Broadway. Me and him are real good friends. You know, we grew up together, you know, as young men trying to, you know, get to that next level. And I talked to him, like, maybe a week ago. You know, he's always, you know, just steady preaching on staying in shape, you know, keeping your motor running, keeping your feet right, you know, making sure you're physically, mentally, as well as spiritually, you know, connected and grounded. So, yeah, he's definitely helped me out a lot. I've also talked with an ex-teammate, DeMarcus Love. I went to high school with him, you know, played little league ball with him, played college ball with him. He's also, you know, just been talking with me a lot, too.
And, you know, if I stand correct, I think you were actually recruited by Houston Nutt. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And you know, that was early on in your Arkansas career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take us through what it was like, you know, making that transition from playing for the guy who recruited you, and then eventually Bobby Petrino, here comes this big hotshot coach from the NFL taking over. You know, talk a little bit about how that whole transition was, and do you consider that a bit of adversity, or was it a smooth transition?
I feel like whenever, you know, you go through any type of change, there's going to be adversity, but I feel like, it's, you know, it's up to you on how you handle the situation. And as far as Coach Nutt, Coach Nutt was a really good guy. You know, he was a real good coach. I only had him for just a couple months, you know, so I really can't even – it's kind of hard to compare Coach Nutt with Coach Petrino because of the simple fact that I wasn't around Coach Nutt for very long. But, I mean, there was a transition period where, you know, they came in and had to, you know, change a couple of rules. But, I mean, it was all good, you know, hard. It was all hard work.
And we're talking to Isaac Madison, Arkansas cornerback. You know, you had a great pro day workout. You know, talk about some of the other aspects of your game or one area that you've worked on trying to improve leading up to the NFL draft.
Leading up to the NFL draft, I feel like I just tried to improve my speed. You know, I mean, you can coach, I feel like, pretty much anything else, but speed is, you know, the most natural thing that you have to offer. And I feel like, you know, if I can get my speed to my maximum ability, I feel like, you know, everything else will fall right in place.
And on the flip side, you know, what do you consider to be the biggest strengths of your game?
The biggest who?
The biggest strengths. What do you think is the best area of your game?
You know, I like to play press man coverage. I don't know if there's a lot of cornerbacks that like to play press man. And I'm also, you know, I'm not afraid to tackle either. I like to, you know, stick my nose in there and get a little pop every now and again, you know, just to let them know I'm out there, let them know I'm still in the game.
Absolutely. You know,
yes,
NFL teams will like to hear that. And,
yes,
you know, you talk about playing one-on-one coverage. There's a need for that in the NFL.
Yes,
you know, how about playing a little bit of special teams at the next level? Have any of the teams talked to you about maybe playing some special teams and making your stock a little bit more valuable there?
Yes, sir. A lot of teams, you know, a majority of the teams, you know, I feel like coming in as a rookie, you're going to have to contribute as, you know, as a special teams player. And, I mean, I played special teams throughout college. So special teams is, you know, something that I'm definitely interested in, you know, doing, especially contributing to a team's success.
All right, Isaac Madison joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. You know, we talked earlier a little bit about some adversity going from Houston Nutt to Bobby Petrino. And then in 2009, you actually – had a tough break. You had a torn ACL. You missed the whole season, but bounced back and came back healthy and strong. First off, are you feeling 100%? And second of all, just take us through the learning process and what you took out of having to be forced to watch from the sidelines.
Well, first off, yeah, you know, it was a tough time in my life, but I feel like, you know, it made me stronger. So I'm feeling more than 100%. I mean, the knees and legs and everything like that, it's all fine. It's all 100%. I'm more explosive than I was, you know, before the injury occurred. But, I mean, you know, going through rehab every day, you know, it challenges you mentally as well as physically. So, I mean, that's, you know, that's a tough battle along with battling having to watch, you know, sit and just watch and not be able to actually physically contribute. But I learned a lot that year. You know, I got a chance to sit down and I get a whole lot of, you know, film study and watching my technique and seeing how I could improve myself, you know, the following year, as well as watching my other teammates, watching how those guys play, watching and seeing how they play without me and seeing, you know, if I was out there on the field with those guys, you know, how could I contribute? What could I do? What my defense, you know, what are they missing, you know, without me and stuff like this. So, I mean, although it was a tough time, it was a, you know, a tough injury, I fought through it and I actually learned a lot and became a whole lot stronger after the incident occurred.
Yeah, and, you know, that's just a testament to your hard work and dedication. You know, being a team senior this past year for Arkansas, you know, take us through what goes into being, you know, playing that role, you know, especially as a senior, being a role model for some of the younger guys. you know, looking up to you and even helping them, you know, on the field where they should line up with the playbook and all that. Did you enjoy playing that role as a senior, and how did that come about? Are you more of a vocal leader or on the field, lead by example? How do you best describe yourself as a team leader?
Well, I try and do both. You know, I try and be a complete leader, you know, both vocally and, you know, on the field. But, you know, as a senior, Coach Petrino, you know, made it known that he wanted us, you know, especially the seniors and the leaders, to come out to practice every day with energy, you know, and just to get the guys going, because, you know, there's some days you come in for work or practice and, you know, you're just really kind of not in the mood, or maybe you had a bad day at school or had a bad phone call or something. But, you know, come in with that energy, and then, you know, when it's time to put the pass on, when it's time to get up and line up, you have to line up by example and show the younger guys, you know, the ropes, show them the way that you got to do it, show them the right way, because, you know, repetition is the only way you can actually learn and do things right. So it was fun. I guess you could say it's kind of like coaching, but at the same time, as you're coaching, you're learning yourself. So it was a real good experience.
All right. This is Isaac Madison, Arkansas cornerback. We do something called three and out. We try to have a little fun with you.
Okay.
We're getting to know you on the field. But before we get to that, you know, I want to give you an opportunity to any potential NFL teams listening out there. You know, tell them why they should draft Isaac Madison.
Well, for one, I'm a God-fearing man. I love to play the game of football. You know, I'm strictly motivated just from the love of the game, the passion that I have for the game. I'm dedicated. I'm willing to contribute however I can. Like I said, you know, whether that's playing defense or playing special teams or, you know, whatever the case is, I'm definitely ready to get out there.
All right, now for the fun part, we're going to kick it off three and out, and you're on the defensive side of the ball, so I know you like this.
Okay.
You know, a little bit on the lighter side of things. Isaac, tell us, if you had one female celebrity that you can take out, who would it be?
If I were to have one female celebrity I would take out, it would have to be Beyonce.
Okay. Well, I know both Jay-Z and Beyonce are avid listeners of the show, so I keep your distance from Jay-Z next time you see him, because I know he's listening. all right. let's go
I think she was mine before she was Jay-Z's, but he listened to her song and he put the ring on it, so he got it.
Yeah. Isaac, how about a hobby? Like, what's something you like to do off the field when you're not working out or at football practice?
I like to go fishing. As a matter of fact, me and two former teammates, Jerry Franklin and Tremaine Thomas, we went out fishing yesterday to a lake. It was maybe like 45 miles from Fayetteville, Arkansas. We just went out, you know, after a workout, just to ease our mind, just to relax. Went out into the countryside and, you know, just sat on the dock and did a little fishing. Unfortunately, I didn't catch anything yesterday, but
that was going to be my next question. You brought home the biggest catch.
Yeah, by the time the day was up, I think we finished with like caught like eight fish, but Tremaine caught the biggest fish. Tremaine caught the biggest fish.
Man, eight fish and you put up a donut on us.
A donut. I was trying to get my reel untangled. It was I was having some technical difficulties with my fishing rod.
All right, last one on the three and out. You know, you mentioned hanging out with some of the teammates. What's the funniest nickname that one of your teammates have had during your time in Arkansas, and how'd they get that nickname?
I would say we have the funniest name has to be Eric Bennett. He's a starting safety right now at the University of Arkansas. And we call him Batman. We call him Batman. It's just funny. I don't know why.
It's just all right. Funny. I don't know if we're ready to hear the story behind that one, but
I hate to put him on blast, but it's we just give him a hard time about his hairline.
Well, maybe next year when he comes on the show, I'll store that mental note and give him a little bit of a ribbon. I'll keep that one filed. But okay. Isaac, it's been a pleasure, man, talking to you. Really appreciate you taking some time out of your day to join us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Good luck to you with the whole draft process. Hopefully we can touch base after we find out what destination your next team will be, but we'll be keeping a close eye on you and looking forward to it.
Okay, I definitely appreciate the time.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. That's Isaac Madison, funny guy. He's got a personality there, ladies. Beyonce, if you're listening, good sense of humor, but even more important for our show, a phenomenal football player for the Razorbacks. Once again, 35 games, 21 starts, 66 tackles, 12 passes defended, and an impressive resume playing in the SEC. Another player with an impressive resume joins us now on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show on the Radar Edition, and that would be BYU wide receiver McKay Jacobson. Welcome to the show, McKay.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate it. And, you know, you're a three-year starter, a player known for his great work ethic. And, you know, we had Isaac Madison on with us, and we were talking about senior leadership, and that's something that you did this past year as a senior for the BYU Cougars. Just talk a little bit about playing the leadership role and what style is your leadership? Are you more of a vocal guy or lead by example guy?
Well, actually, I started my freshman year. I started at eight or nine games. So I actually started most of my career, I think 43 out of, you know, 40 some odd games that we played all 4 years. So I was happy to be able to play a whole lot from a young age and all the way through. The older you get, the more responsibility, more ownership you take of your team as you go through the process. And me personally, you know, I'm a little bit more of a quieter guy, but definitely, you know, you learn at times as time goes on that you do need to be vocal. It just kind of depends on who you're talking to, what type of personality your teammates have, and you just kind of learn to try to help your teammates and then try to motivate them in the different ways you can.
We're talking to BYU wide receiver McKay Jacobson, return specialist, and I stand correct, four-year starter, but we're going to delve into his BYU career in just a second. First off, McKay, I would like to talk about your high school football career, because you were one of the more highly recruited players coming out of high school, played a lot of big-time football in high school football in the state of Texas, which we know is a hotbed for college football prospects. So take us through what it was like playing high school football in Texas, and then why you chose BYU, considering all the schools that were hot after your tail.
Well, I was very fortunate to go to South Lake Carroll there, just outside of Dallas. And, we had all 4 years that I was there. We had really good teams. We won in my high school career. My teams were 63-1. We won three state championships and lost the one state championship my sophomore year. But really, you know, I was just fortunate to play with some great players. My two quarterbacks I played in high school, my first one was Chase Daniel. He played at Missouri and playing with the Saints. And then my senior year, I played with Greg McElroy. I'm sure a lot of people know, played for Alabama and the New York Jets. Growing up down there, football, it's like a religion down there for a lot of people. They're fully invested in everything going on down there. A lot of support from the community. It was just a lot of fun, obviously, playing with great players and having success. Like you said, you know, there was different teams that had many opportunities to go play different places. But I guess when it came down to it, I just decided, BYU was the place I wanted to go. For really two reasons. I wanted to, I went on a church mission, and I felt that would be something good as far as the coaching staff would work with me on that, letting me go And also, really, at the end of the day, I decided BYU was the place I'd go if I didn't play, if I ended up not playing football. You know, where would I want to go to school? So I based it off of that.
And we're talking to McKay Jacobson, wide receiver, return extraordinaire from BYU. You know, and if I understand correctly, you were also a big track and field star. You were recruited by Florida State and Baylor for a track and field scholarship. Is that accurate?
Yes, that is. I mean, as far as track, I love running track. In high school, our coaches wanted all the football players to run track in the off season, and that was one way to help us get faster. And I did well, and I really enjoyed track. Of course, you know, football's, you know, my real passion, but I really learned to enjoy track, and you know, primarily ran the short distance. All the long distance races, you know, anything over a 200 meter was a little long for me personally, but I definitely enjoyed the competition in the 100 and 200.
All right, now let's transition into your BYU career. You mentioned a heck of a, you know, the list of quarterbacks that you've caught balls from. I mean, you go from playing with Chase Daniel and Greg McElroy in high school to catching bombs from Max Hall at BYU. You guys put up some pretty good numbers there throughout your career. You mentioned Chase Daniel and Greg McElroy. How was your chemistry with Max Hall, who's since gone on to the NFL?
Max, I was like I said, my freshman year, I played actually with John Beck, and that was his senior year. Then my sophomore year, I was able to play with another senior quarterback, and that was Max Hall. And in between those 2 years, I went on my mission. But anyways, having proven senior quarterbacks that have, you know, both gone on and played in the NFL, you know, that was just a whole lot of fun, you know, catching passes from those guys and, you know, really helped me in my career and in college. And, you know, obviously it makes it a lot of fun as a receiver, having a guy who can really, you know, get you the ball and help you do what you do.
And we're talking to McKay Jacobson, BYU wide receiver, return specialist. We're talking about over 1,800 receiving yards, 2,200 total yards, a career kick return average of 18.6. And even more remarkable is the punt return average, 13.7 yards a return, including a touchdown. McKay, before we get into some of your measurables from the pro day, how excited were some of the NFL teams about having you as a return specialist at the next level, especially those punt returns where, you know, it's hard enough for guys to average 9-10 yards. You're averaging nearly 14 yards a punt return for your career. Is that something that you view as transitioning to the next level? Is something that you would want to do as return kicks?
Yes, for sure. I mean, that's part of the game that's very exciting. I'd love to, you know, get out there and, you know, try to make things happen in the special teams and primarily the return game. You know, definitely I just feel, you know, the more versatile you can be, the more helpful you're going to be to your team, the more valuable you can help your team in different ways. You know, your team's going to be better. And, you know, any way I can do that, you know, I want to do that. And, you know, I look forward to getting those opportunities and you know, really making the most of them.
Now, you guys did come off a win in the bowl game this past year against Tulsa in the Armed Forces Bowl, 24-21. You've played in a lot of big games throughout your career, but let's take it back to 2009, the game-winning touchdown catch against Oklahoma to give the Cougars a 14-13 victory. Do you think that was your defining moment or the biggest moment throughout your BYU career?
That was definitely a special day. You know, it meant a whole lot. For me, it was my first game back from my mission. Being close to my hometown there, playing at Cowboy Stadium and helping my team win the game, you know, it's definitely very memorable and, you know, a memory I always have with me.
All right, we're talking to McKay Jacobson, BYU wide receiver on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Moving up draft boards quickly as we approach the draft, just 6 days away, a fast riser. You know, you drew a lot of praise from your pro day, McKay, especially, you know, you can't get more higher praise than the godfather of the NFL draft, none other than Gil Brandt. The former Dallas Cowboys architect, you know, when he goes out and makes bold statements the way he did about you and saying that you solidified yourself as in the back end of the draft as a solid draft pick. I mean, what's that mean to you? And, you know, talk about your pro day. I mean, you came in, you tore it up, you ran around a 4.5 40, 37-inch vertical, 9.8 broad jump, so very good. Measurables. Just talk a little bit about the whole experience and what that means to you when you receive such high praise.
Well, first of all, I mean it's playing in the NFL has been a dream of mine since I was a little kid. I've played football since about age 8, all the way through. You know, I played other sports and football has just really been my biggest passion. I love the game. I love competing. And, you know, just the process of finishing up last season and working out, getting ready for the pro day, you know, I felt pretty happy with it overall. I was obviously trying to put in a lot of work and, you know, it's just one little part of the whole process. But it was, you know, I was happy to perform well and, you know, always have room for improvement, but it's always good to get positive feedback from people such as Gil Brandt. And, you know, hopefully, something good will work out here. I'm just really looking forward to, obviously, next week and, you know, whoever decides to, you know, call me up and tell me they want me to play for their team, you know, I'll be all in and I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, just 6 days away from the 2012 NFL draft. You know, what's one of the aspects of your game that you've worked on trying to improve here leading up to the whole draft process?
Well, in high school, I played primarily the inside receiver. And then in college here, primarily played outside receiver and, you know, moved a little, you know, around with different formations and different things. You know, schemes we're trying to do offensively. But I've worked a little bit more on, you know, just running them some more routes from the slot. You know, haven't done as much of that in college. And I feel like just been working on those different things. And, you know, just being versatile, of course, a receiver, whether they play inside or out. And, you know, a lot of the technique is the same. But I guess I would say just focusing on more the inside receiver position routes.
All right, McKay, one last one for you before we get to our three and out. We're talking to BYU wideout return extraordinaire McKay Jacobson. For any NFL team out there listening, tell us why they should draft you.
Well, you know, I'm a guy who I love to compete. I feel I'm a very versatile player. Who's a team player at the same time. And, you know, I'm a guy that's going to give you all the effort I have. And I'm a guy that loves to make plays and loves to you know, really compete when things are on the line. I feel I'm very smart, a very smart player, and I'm very dependable. And, you know, like I said, I'm just looking forward to this next week and, then once I know where I'm headed and I'm just excited to, you know, get back to work to football and you know, meet some of my teammates and start working out with them.
Yeah, once you find out your destination, you can turn all your focus to the football field and get to it, like you said. Now it's time for a little fun, and I know you're a married man, so I'm not going to ask you which celebrity you would like to date or anything like that. But McKay, tell me, how about when I'm in South Lake, Texas, visiting, you know, give us the best restaurant to check out over there.
Oh, man, I would tell you two places. there's a pasta and pizza place. It's called Joe's Pasta and Pizza. And if you've ever had a Stromboli, if you've heard of a Stromboli, do you know what that is?
Well, I'm Italian and I'm from New Jersey, so I think I've
okay,
had quite
so
a
you,
few in
you
my
do.
life.
Their Stromboli at Joe's is probably one of my favorite meals that I like to go eat at. Then there's another place there in Southlake. It's called Feed Store Barbecue. It is the best barbecue place in the Metroplex. Very good.
I'm buying the barbecue. I don't know if I ever thought somebody would tell me to check out the Stromboli in Texas, but if I'm in Southlake,
yeah,
I'm definitely going to check that out.
Check it out.
All right, two more. Second down on the three and out. What's the last movie that you saw, and how was it? Give us a little review.
Oh, man, what's the last movie I saw? I saw that movie with Denzel Washington, Safe House, I think that was called.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the last movie I saw. It was very good. One of those... kind of like a Bourne Identity type movies. I really like the action-packed movies. So, I enjoyed that. And, Denzel Washington's I think he's a great actor, so really enjoyed it.
All right, last one for you on the three and out before we wrap it up with McKay Jacobson here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. McKay, you could have one person in a foxhole with you to go to war. Who's it going to be?
Oh, man. Well, I would have to say, my brother-in-law, Dustin Gabriel. And I would say that because he is into all the tactical armed things. You know, he's into shooting guns. He's an outdoorsman. So I'd definitely say, he would be the guy I'd want there with me. And also, he actually played at BYU. With me my freshman year, he played safety at BYU, so I got to know him, and he ended up being my brother-in-law. So
hey, it sounds like a good guy to have your back. It sounds like a good guy to have your back in a foxhole. Well, McKay, I want to thank you once again for taking some time out of your schedule to join us here. We'll be following you and your path to the draft and where you might land, so we'll be keeping tabs, and hopefully we can check in afterwards, and I know you'll have work to get to, but we'll be keeping an eye on you, and best of luck, and thanks for joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, that was McKay Jacobson, BYU wide receiver, rising up the draft boards rapidly as we get closer to the 2012 NFL Draft, just 6 days away. And you know how we do it here on the NFL Draft Bible. Can't stop, won't stop. We just keep hitting you with all-stars. And our next one comes to us from Dartmouth. Cornerback Sean Abouhuff joins us now on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And, he's putting the Ivy League on the map. Sean, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me.
Well, we appreciate it. And let's start right there in the Ivy League. A lot of times the Ivy League doesn't get the NFL draft recognition, but you've put Dartmouth on the map, especially with some of your return abilities. Four punt returns for a touchdown, top five all time in Ivy League history in punt return yardage. Is that, something that NFL teams have been salivating over?
Well, it's definitely something that they ask about. They ask, what schemes are you running, and how, where did you get your vision? Where's your experience from? And, the best thing about it is I got great coaches here at Dartmouth, and I had a great coach in high school. But the biggest thing is the scheme, and it's once I get the ball in my hands, I understand that my teammates are going to be in the right spot, and then I can just do me, find the hole, and get through it.
Now, you've had over 2,500 return yards, five returns for a touchdown. What all those touchdowns scored on special teams, I know that's got to be an exciting feeling because they're hard to come by. Does any one particular return stand out to you in your head?
Definitely, I would say I had a kickoff return my freshman year against Brown, actually, that at that point I was really trying to find my role on the team, and I'd started at corner, and, I mean, we were having a rough season, but, like, in this, it was one of the opening kickoffs of the game, and it was, we were down not by much, but, like, this kick return, basically, by the end of it, I mean, it really had me realize that, like, I belonged here. I was able to play at this level. And then as a freshman, I realized I could only get better. So, I mean, it really was one of the first stepping stones for me to realize my true potential.
And I believe you also played on the special teams coverage unit as well. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. More so towards the beginning of my career, but by the end, if we needed a big play or we needed just to make sure that we got the ball down, I'd be back there, and I was also on the hands team. And the big thing for that was, I mean, it's just to make sure you're in the right shape to be able to do it.
All right, Dartmouth cornerback Sean Abouhuff joins us right now in the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Sean, we've talked about, you know, NFL teams like players that are team captains in college, and you were a team captain this past year. Talk about the leadership role that you played for Dartmouth and what that entailed.
Well, that was the biggest thing, and I feel like I was being groomed for the position from a very young age when I got here. I mean, the biggest thing was we had a couple rough years, and the older guys were kind of checking out later on in the season. And so as a sophomore, midway through the season, being asked to take that leadership role, it was one of those things where, like, okay, well, as long as I can keep it up, and this is pretty much who I am. I mean, I enjoy being around these guys, my teammates. And it's kind of to build that trust to where going into senior year, they elected me to be their captain. I mean, I was lucky enough to where I came into a situation where I had amazing teammates, and I was able to show my true potential as a leader. And so it was just an honor for me to be elected by them.
And we're talking to Sean Abouhuff, Dartmouth cornerback, Ivy League pride. You know, believe it or not, Ivy League does have some prospects coming out this year. I know you faced an NFL caliber quarterback in Patrick Witt from Yale. You know, who was the toughest opponent, whether it be a team or a individual player, that you had to face throughout your career?
I've been very blessed to be able to go against some of the best talent. I mean, Buddy Farnham, a receiver from Brown, who's been with the New England organization, and then Brian Walters from Cornell. Obviously, he's on a roster right now. I think he just moved over to Minnesota. I mean, I've been lucky to go against some of the best talent the Ivy League has had in many years. I think Brian, just as a returner, actually, he was the one I was trying to break his record. So, I mean, it's been a great experience, and it's gotten me to where I am today, going against these caliber guys at such a young age, so that kind of this year I was the big dog as a corner, and it was kind of the receiver's job to beat me, whereas before I was to stop other people. So it was nice at a young age being challenged, but I'd say definitely those two guys, and Matt Luff from Harvard's another one that was pretty good.
Yeah, so for those people out there sleeping on the Ivy League, you know, you just rattled off some pretty good players. You know, let's talk a little bit about that Ivy League label. I mean, do you think that kind of makes you have to work a little bit harder throughout this whole draft process in order to get recognized?
I think it does 100%. I mean, it's hard to play one from a 1AA standpoint. I mean, it's Division I football, but at the same time, scouts are looking at it as, okay, he's playing lesser talent, he's standing out. Because of that, how will he transition into a faster, stronger game? And really, I think people don't really put into perspective. I mean, it's your competitive nature. Like, if you can play, you can play at any level. That's why so many guys nowadays are being thought of as gems, and they're being found out of the rough. But, like, realistically, if they were just given their chance, or if they were drafted, they wouldn't be considered long shots and making the league and making it such a big deal. I mean, the biggest thing is just getting the opportunity coming out of the Ivy League. It's definitely one of those things that I've been working towards and training towards, but, I mean, obviously, it's a mountain to climb, and I'm on the journey.
Sean Abuhoff of Dartmouth here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. A Florida native, and you got the opportunity to work out at the Miami Pro Day, which, you know, is usually loaded up with pro scouts. Take us through that whole experience, and what was the feedback that you took from your Pro Day at Miami down there?
Well, the nice thing about it was, I mean, I played against some of the guys that were on the Miami team that were part of the Pro Day. I played against Ja'Cory, and I played against Tommy Sweeter. I've seen them in camps, and like Brandon Harris, who came out the year before. It was funny because going into the locker room and changing and getting ready for the Pro Day, I'm sitting in this locker room with all these guys and going back to different games and moments and camps and stuff. And so it was, at that point, it was very relaxing to know that, like, I've played at this level before. It's not like it's something new to me. I've known that I'm at the same level as them, and so I can perform at that level. The crazy thing, though, I mean, it was my first Pro Day, so obviously it's kind of like going through the experience. But once you walk through that weight room door, it's like, okay, height, weight, vertical, broad. You're just jumping from thing to thing, and realistically, it's not, oh, who's Sean Abuhoff? It's okay, let's just cattle everybody through it, and then afterwards, who's Sean Abuhoff? So it's kind of like getting used to the process. And so at that point, I think, I had a fairly good day there, but I think I definitely performed better in my other Pro Day because of the fact that I knew the experience. So, but, I mean, it was fun. It's fun to go home in the weather, having a bunch of people interested in what I'm doing, and it was good to just see my family. So, I mean, I love being down there for those couple of days.
And, you know, how about an area of your game that you've worked on improving? You know, a lot of players use this time leading up to the NFL draft to work on areas of their game that they can get better at. Which areas has that been for you?
Well, for me, the biggest thing is, I mean, I'm getting looked at as a very versatile player. And so a lot of teams are interested in, can I catch the ball? Can I run routes? I mean, that's the biggest thing. I've worked as being a slot receiver, an outside receiver, just catching the ball, doing DB drills, catching the ball, just making sure that whenever I do get my opportunity, no matter what position it's at, that I'm not going to disappoint. And so, I mean, I think the biggest thing is anybody can run a route, but you can't really change how good your hands are right away. So, I mean, I believe I have great hands. And so it's just to make sure that I can keep that consistent. And catching punts, obviously, making sure I can keep consistent with that.
All right. So, Sean Abuhoff here, you know, talking about playing some Iron Man football for all the draft nicks out there that are curious. And you mentioned, you know, Bill Belichick, a guy that kind of likes that in a player, can play both sides of the football, and you definitely have the speed to do that. And you've proven, you know, you're a playmaker with the ball in your hands. You took 5 to the house in the return game, so definitely a threat whenever the ball is in your hands. Should be definitely a more valuable asset in terms of making yourself more appealing to an NFL team. Sean, you know, before we wrap things up, if, you know, an NFL team is out there listening, tell them why they should draft you.
Because I'm a competitor. I mean, I don't lose. I don't like to lose. And I work towards not losing. So, I mean, when it comes down to it, if you're going to stick me up against anybody else for a spot, I'm coming out on top.
All right, I like it. You know, the competitor in you is coming out, and that's Sean Abuhoff, Dartmouth cornerback here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight. We're going to do a little bit of three and out, like as we call it. You know, Sean, if you had the opportunity to endorse one product, you know, your first endorsement deal, you know, what company or product would you like to endorse personally?
You know, it's kind of funny because I have a bunch of buddies. I mean, my dad actually works as a construction worker, construction tool salesman, and so he tends to give out a lot of sunglasses, and I get a lot of flack for wearing those construction glasses around because, really, I mean, I don't know. I'm a big sunglasses type of person, and so I get a lot of flack for it that I wear these construction glasses, but, I mean, obviously, I would love to endorse a nice pair of sunglasses.
All right, so maybe there's a representative from Oakley or, you know, someone nice listening. Second down, we've got you know, a favorite player or team growing up, whether it's football or another sport? Anybody in particular that you rooted for?
So growing up, I was a huge Gary Sheffield fan. And obviously I was growing up in the time where the Marlins were on the rise, and they I mean, I wanted to be Gary Sheffield. And I don't know, there's something about the way he held the bat, he hit the ball. I literally went to bed wearing a Gary Sheffield T-shirt. And so, I don't know, I was definitely a Marlins fan. But the other, I mean, surprising from Miami is I was a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. And so growing up during the 90s, tough times. But now, since I've come to college, it's kind of Steelers are one of the teams to beat. And so it's just one of those things where, like, people are kind of like, oh, you're bandwagon. And I'm just like, realistically, my part of my family comes from Pittsburgh. I've been there a couple times. It's one of those things where, I mean, I've grown to love the Steelers. So definitely endorse the Marlins and definitely endorse the Steelers growing up.
Well, that's very interesting that you say the Steelers, because, you know, they actually have a history of taking a chance on some of these guys that can do it all. When you talk about Antoine Randle-El, a guy who played, you know, he lined up that wide receiver, quarterback, did some wildcat. Even back to the days of Cordell Stewart, when he first came into the league, he earned himself the nickname Slash because he would line up at wideout, running back, quarterback, and it sounds like that's something that you're capable of doing. In addition to playing cornerback and returning kicks, we're talking with Sean Abuhoff. Last one for you, third down. And I had a chance to see Gary Sheffield as well, you know, because he did play for my New York Yankees later on in his career. Heck of a competitor. And I never seen a ball come off the bat as hard as it does when Gary Sheffield makes contact. iPod rotation, Sean, talk to us about, you know, who you're listening to when you're working out.
See, that's the funny thing. I mean, when I used to get pumped up for games, people always are thinking like, okay, well, I'm going to listen to rap or rock or something that gets me psyched up. And for me, I'm the complete opposite. My iPod shuffle for football games and training actually is classical music. I'm one to, I like to be able to think. I like to be able to focus and go over what I've prepared for in my head while I see it. And so I feel like if I get too antsy, then I'm not going to be able to do that. And so since I started playing football in ninth grade, it's been classical music for me. And it's one of those things where you listen to a piece that has strong strings and you're like, okay, that gets me worked up more so than hearing the beat of a bass. So interesting fact right there.
Very interesting. I'm glad I saved that question for you. And we are talking to Sean Mozart Abuhoff here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight, classical music extraordinaire. Sean, it's been a pleasure having you here on the show. Really look forward to seeing where you land, and we'll be keeping a close eye on you and look forward to speaking with you after the whole process is over. But best of luck to you. Thanks for taking some time. And this is the NFL Draft Bible Show. I'm sure we'll talk again soon, Sean.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, so there you have it. Sean Abuhoff going classical with us. You know, that might be the first player in the history of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show where we've had classical music in the iPod rotation. So, you know, we hit you with all the unknown little factoids here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. McKay Jacobson joining us prior and correcting me that he is a 4-year starter, not a 3-year starter. And we had Isaac Madison on as well, SEC standout, cornerback as well. So three players here that you should definitely keep a lookout for come draft weekend: Isaac Madison, McKay Jacobson, and Sean Abuhoff. You know, the NFL Draft Bible bringing you the players you need to know first. I was your host for the evening, Rick Saratella, and I got to say, I never thought I had somebody from Texas, first off, asking me if I ever had a Stromboli, but then recommending the Stromboli from Texas. I don't know. I just don't know if I'm buying that one, but it's been a fun show. And until later, as Dick Clark might say, we'll see you next time.